One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
One of rock music's most unlikely instruments comes from the paddock. Hello, Julia. Oh, there's Bella. G'day, Lily. Farmers have long kept track of their cows by putting bells around their necks. And one day, some clever soul heard the percussive potential. Rock music loved the cowbell right from the start.
Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me?
Buddy Holly, first use of the cowbell in the rock era, and before long, it was everywhere. Steeler's wheel stuck in the middle with you, spinning wheel, blood, sweat and tears. Creedence Clearwater Revival down on the corner, the Rolling Stones, Honky Tonk Women, songs featuring the cowbell. And in some rock music circles, the cowbell became this fabled magic ingredient, it was thought. Add it to any song and success is guaranteed.
I gotta have more cowbell.
Don't blow this for us, Gene!
And if Bruce Dickinson wants more cowbell, we should probably give him more cowbell.
Say, babe.
But the last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
Will Farrell, Christopher Walken, Saturday Night Live. Go on, say it, Chris.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
Over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina. Funky Comadina.
songs with cowbell, Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning, The Beatles, Drive My Car, Grand Funk Railroad, We're an American Band, Funky Cold Medina, Tone Lock, Wild Cherry, Play That Funky Music. And here is peak cowbell, mid-70s, Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the